Good morning, Mitch. Good, thank you.
So what made you want to begin writing these books and how they're sort of different to what is already available to children?
Yeah, so I actually was having this conversation yesterday in a workshop that I was running down at Tea Gardens Library with some children. One of the grandmothers that had dropped off a couple of the children, I was talking about how probably about 7 or 8 years ago, as an adult, single mother of four children, trying to navigate the daily life and the situation that I was going through at the time with the end of a marriage and feeling just incredibly grown up and responsible, I had this experience where the little girl ran across my brain almost like a motion picture inside of my head, and the whole story unfolded from that place of just really connecting back into my own inner child and realizing that I just still had so much that that hadn't been expressed when it needed to be expressed. And I believe that, you know, everything waits for expression, that what we can't talk about, what we can't process sits inside of us and waits for expression. And so I found that the story just poured out, and it was very much about the ups and downs of life. And as I was trying to navigate my way through and help my children, you know, go through the experience that was unfolding at the time, I just really, I felt like some of the time that it was the best thing that I could do was just invite the children to the conversation and then create a space where they felt that they were able to communicate with me what they needed to. And I think that that's the beauty of the book. I feel like you could almost pull the words away from the book and just leave it as an invitation for children to connect to the pictures and then talk about their own experience, which is what we're actually finding.
Yeah, and you're originally looking to sort of target preschool children with this book, but then found it had a much broader appeal.
Yes, so definitely much broader appeal. I've had grandmothers and mothers purchase the book thinking that they were buying it for their granddaughter or their daughter, only to discover that they were relating to the images in the book themselves. And, you know, I'm talking about women of all ages, all cultures. You know, even I created a boy in the world not long after because I found that there was a lot of interest from boys and even from men, and I've spoken at quite a few public engagements and often dropped the line that there's a little girl inside every grown man, only to find that I look out into the audience I'm speaking and I guess it catches people off guard, but there's men in the audience nodding, you know. It's that inner child stuff that we kind of don't like to talk about very much is definitely a very real thing.
Yeah, why to sort of explore that a bit? Why do you think we're sort of told to sort of ignore inner child, or sort of, you know, there's a certain way and a certain time and place to talk about certain things? Do you think we're too restricted in that way?
I think we're definitely too restricted. I think the beauty that I always find in the workshops and in the speaking events that I do is that when you just open up the conversation and, you know, you take away the fear of judgment about what will happen if you talk about your feelings or you talk about what you really think, when you can just create a safe space where it's okay to talk about that stuff, then, you know, it creates an atmosphere where, you know, if one person is feels safe enough to go first, then there's often a chain reaction. And I see it in the workshops. You know, I yesterday I had 3 tables, 20 kids. None of them knew each other yet, you know, probably about 20 minutes into the workshop, every table, so it's a very calm process, but every table is alive with conversation. So children naturally know if the space is safe and it's encouraged, they naturally know how to communicate with each other, and they very often drop down into a real level of communication that you don't necessarily see inside the classroom. And I think that that happens when you create the freedom for them to just create from what's inside of them. And I think for some reason, you know, we see it a lot in our systems, in our education system. It's mostly about putting things into children, not drawing things out. So I think that message of, you know, just almost burying yourself to be able to just make room for all the information that's coming in at you is a very common thing, and children understand that already.
Yeah, and it's a fascinating book and getting rave reviews, as I said. It's called A Girl in the World. For more information, check out thecreativekindgroup.org. Melanie, thanks so much for talking to us this morning on 2SER.
Thank you. Can I just plug an in-store event at Dimmicks in George Street on Sunday, the 7th of February at 2 p.m, where I'll be signing books and also running an art workshop.
No problem. We'll put some details to that on the podcast of this website, on the website. Thanks, Melanie.
Thanks, Mitch.